Hey, it's Delilah. Thank you for stopping by. I have put together some of my favorite radio moments here to share with you on our daily podcast. Delilah. Hey, it's Delilah. Come on in and make yourself at home as we share some of the most interesting dilemmas, Delilah's dilemmas, when people get themselves into a bind, into a mess, and need a little wisdom to find their way out. Stay tuned for that coming up next. Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from Katrina, who says, ever since my dad passed away 8 years ago, my brother has felt the need to be the father figure. Usually you would think that might be good. However, with his new responsibility came the same abuse he got from our dad when dad was alive. My sister was beaten last Thanksgiving badly by my brother to the point that we had to put a restraining order on him. Just recently, my sister got really sick and my brother got worried. We decided to get the restraining order removed. Lately, there's been some fears making us nervous, wondering if we made the right decision. Any advice from Katrina? Katrina, I will have my advice, my words of love for you coming up next. Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from a young woman whose brother is very overbearing and abusive. And it makes sense because she said that her father was the same way, and now her brother is following in his footsteps. Katrina, please don't be foolish. If your brother has shown by his behavior that he cannot be trusted, if he hit your sister, beat her, then you should not lift the restraining order, honey. You can forgive him and you can love him and you can pray for him, but you cannot be in relationship with him because to do so could cost you or your sister your lives. He doesn't make good choices. So you need to recognize that until he addresses that, goes and gets help, deals with his abuse, deals with his rage, deals with his thinking that that's the way that you interact with people, nothing has changed. And he will do it again. So don't be foolish. Be wise. Be loving, but be wise. I got this note from a listener named Terry that says, Delilah, can you help me at least get a second date? Most of my dates, after one date, they say they're seeing someone else. They say they're busy. They just aren't interested. I'm nice looking. I'm clean. My clothes are clean. I have nice shoes. I'm letting my hair grow. That makes me look better. And then I spend a lot of money on dates. I never complain. I do as I'm told, yet I've yet to be married or give my heart. Please help me, from Terry. Oh, Terry, this is an easy one. This is an easy Delilah dilemma, and I will have my response to you coming up next. Hi, it's Delilah. Up, Faith, and Family is the leading streaming service for uplifting entertainment. It's the only place to stream all seasons of the award-winning series Heartland, with exclusive content you won't see anywhere else. Binge all of the past seasons and don't miss the season 17 premiere on April 25th and stream a new episode weekly. Dive into the warmth of Heartland and let Up, Faith, and Family be your go-to service for all things uplifting. Start your free trial today. Go to upfaithandfamily.com.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own, even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Identity theft protection starts here.
Does money stress you out? Let Facet flip your financial chaos into clarity.
We feel way more confident and secure in our finances, and with that comes a sense of freedom.
Financial planning from Facet is here to help you improve your life today, tomorrow, and every day after that.
Facet was really the place where we saw all of the tools and the people coming together.
Visit Facet.com, F-A-C-E-T.com to learn more. This ad is sponsored by Facet. Facet Wealth is an SEC-registered investment advisor. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities, nor is it investment, legal, or tax advice. These testimonials are from current Facet members who are not compensated. All opinions are their own and not a guarantee of a similar outcome.
Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from Terry, who is a good-looking guy, buys clothes, nice shoes, growing his hair, spends a lot of money on dates, and never gets a second date. Terry, here's the problem. You say, I never complain, and I do as I'm told. A woman's not looking for a dog that will be obedient and go lie down when it's told. A woman who wants a partner in life with a backbone, who will be true to themselves. You don't even know who you are. You're so busy trying to be what other people think you should be. Stop. True love doesn't come along because you're going to conform your personality or your spirit to match what someone else thinks you should be. You will find true love when you learn to truly love yourself. And right now, you don't even like yourself, Terry. So you need to get to the core issue. Figure out why you don't appreciate the wonderful person that God has created. Can you look at yourself and see your character strengths? When a woman is looking for a life partner, how your hair looks or what kind of shoes you're wearing matters little compared to your character. Are you kind? Are you honest? Are you determined? Do you have a plan for your life? Are you capable? Are you consistent? Are you trustworthy? Are you hardworking? Are you dedicated, devoted? Are you a gentleman? Are you passionate about your dreams? Somebody who says, I do as I'm told, isn't passionate about their dreams. They're just looking for someone to fill a void. So stop looking for someone to fill that void and figure out who you are, what your dreams and gifts and skills and talents are, and then go that direction. And trust that God is going to bring someone into your life who will fill your life with so much beauty and so much love. So stop worrying about your shoes. Stop spending a lot of money on dates. Go out for coffee, for goodness sakes, on the first or second date. Get to know somebody, but mostly, Terry, get to know yourself. Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma comes from Ben. He says, I met a girl over the internet last fall. We exchanged phone numbers around January. We started talking more and more, and eventually we fell in love. She's a year younger than me, and I'm going to graduate this year. Here is my dilemma. I've always wanted to have a career in law enforcement. The only thing that would keep me from going away to school is the idea of not being with her. I love her so much, I would do anything to be with her. I'm afraid that once I leave for school, she will move on. She will find someone else. I don't want to risk that. There's a part of me saying, don't screw up your future. But there's a bigger part of me that's saying, she's the most amazing girl in the world. Don't let her slip away. Delilah, what should I do? Sincerely, a love-struck boy named Ben. Mr. Love-struck, I will have my response to you coming up next. Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma came from Ben, who wants to wear a badge. Ben, who wants to be in law enforcement and wants to go away to school to pursue that dream, but he thinks if he goes away and leaves his girlfriend behind, she will forget him and move on. Ben, if her love is that shallow, she does not deserve you. If her love cannot stay strong and true while you are pursuing your career, then she's not the one for you, and she's not the most amazing girl in the world. You say she's the most amazing girl in the world, don't let her slip away. If she slips away because you're at school starting a career in law enforcement, then she's truly not amazing, and she's not the most wonderful girl in the world. Real love waits. Real love is patient. Real love says, I want what is best for you. I want what is best for us. Not, I want what I want. Do you understand that? What is best for you, Ben, and what is best for you two as a couple is for you to pursue your dream, to start your career, so that in the future you can be a couple and that you will have the financial resources to be with this young woman. So go to school. That's why God invented cell phones and text messages. That's why you have Delilah on the radio, for goodness sakes, to play sappy love songs to keep you close. Now, go to school, pursue your dreams, reach for the stars. I so hope you have enjoyed these radio moments as much as I enjoy bringing them to you. I'll share more with you each weekday on Hey, It's Delilah.
Delilah.
Hi, it's Delilah. Up, Faith, and Family is the leading streaming service for uplifting entertainment. It's the only place to stream all seasons of the award-winning series Heartland, with exclusive content you won't see anywhere else. Binge all of the past seasons and don't miss the season 17 premiere on April 25th, and stream a new episode weekly. Dive into the warmth of Heartland and let Up, Faith, and Family be your go-to service for all things uplifting. Start your free trial today. Go to upfaithandfamily.com.
Am I doing the right thing with my finances? Am I saving enough? Can I buy a house? Am I paying too much in taxes? Will I be able to retire? Putting a financial plan together feels impossible. What if I told you there was another way? Take Facet's free financial wellness quiz to get your score and a snapshot of your current financial health. Visit Facet.com now and discover your financial wellness score today. That's FACET.com.
This ad is sponsored by Facet. Facet Wealth Incorporated is an SEC registered investment advisor. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities, nor is it investment, legal, or tax advice.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, and the good brothers Wallow 267 and Gilly the Kid, just to name a few. Go get your tickets right now, blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. We'll see you Saturday, April 27th.